RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's time for...
Here we go.
Kickoff.
Wait, do it!
With Boomer Esiason and Mike Valenti.
Got a big show planned for you guys. Big week. Kind of a separation Sunday, if you will. Boomer, how you doing, buddy?
Separation Sunday. I like it, Mike. It's always great to talk to you on a Friday before week 15. And, you know, the thing for me that comes out of this weekend, I got one quarterback that's making, you know, $200 million in Joe Burrow's going through some stuff, whatever that is, I don't know. And another quarterback who's 44 years old and may be starting for the Colts in Seattle, which is insane to me.
It is. No, and we'll get to Burrow because I do want to ask you about his comments and kind of sort through it. I just want to start with Thursday night for a minute. I know it's a redundant thing. Like, if people listen to the show on a semi-regular basis, I am no fan of Todd Bowles or Raheem Morse. So last night was like the underachiever bowl. Like, I think Atlanta and Tampa are really good jobs with really good players. And last night was like, I don't want to win this game. Here, you take it. No, you take it. I mean, Atlanta had 800 penalties, turnovers. The Bucs get a 14-point lead. You're in the fourth quarter, 95% win expectancy, and Todd Bowles is like, listen, this turtleneck's a little tight. Here, you take it. Just Bowles in the postgame basically puts it on the players. You had Dave Canales walk away. You had Liam Cohen walk away. To keep this guy?
Yeah, you know, I would say that both coaches are probably skating on thin ice. And by the way, both coaches have great ownership. Ownership really supports the team, and they give the coaches pretty much everything that they want. From every aspect of what these guys have done with their franchises, unfortunately, is really, I got to be really disappointed from the ownership standpoint. And I would think that both of them are going to be looked at very closely because, you know, obviously the Falcons are not going to make it to the playoffs. If somehow Todd Bowles and the Bucs blow this thing, I could see changes coming there as well. So there's always going to be some surprise.
They're a coin flip, by the way.
What's that?
They're a coin flip. Their playoff odds were at 81% with a win. They dropped to, I believe, just under 55% with the loss, and they've got two against the Panthers. I and look, maybe I overrate it. I just think they're both really good jobs because you don't face the media scrutiny like a place like New York or Chicago, Philly. They have great players, as you said it, really good owners. And it just, fellas, get it together. You play in a terrible division, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah, the 19 penalties by the Falcons were amazing. The fact that they were able to win the game. And again, Kirk Cousins on 4th and 14, you know, games on the line, his 32nd comeback victory as an NFL quarterback. You know what that is? That's really an addition for somebody else, audition for somebody else next year.
Scones, good note by you. 53% on the Bucs. I appreciate that. I knew I was close. I appreciate the ombudsman of the show telling me 53. We're going to keep it accurate. Let's get to the rundown.
The NFL rundown.
I would like to offer a moment of silence. One of the most enjoyable, fun-to-watch stories has come crashing to a halt. The moment of silence, Indianapolis Colts edition. Daniel Jones, Achilles. The team can't win a game. They can't run the ball. They can't stop turning it over. And they have turned to someone who's my age to play quarterback for them. That this is a distinct issue. The Colts are done, Boomer. Like, it's come crashing down, and now even the future of what they thought they had. You're not signing Daniel Jones. He's not going to play next year. Anthony Richardson's done. You went from, hey, we found our QB. We can sign a Baker Mayfield-type deal. We're going to go and get Sauce. We're going to do this. And, no.
Or they'll go and get Kirk Cousins next year because, like I said, he's auditioning right now for next year. By the way, the Colts are 1-4 in their past 5 games. I don't have to tell you that. You know that. Their playoff chances have dropped from 98% to 48% in that span. They've also have fallen from the number one seed to the 8th seed in the AFC during that span. And that may change, you know, if the Chargers lose on Monday Night Football, we'll see. By the way, the Texans in their same division are 8-2 in their past 10 games, and their defense is flying all over the place. So, yeah, I do agree with you. And having to go on the road, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, to Seattle is not the place you want to go, especially if you have a 44-year-old quarterback starting for you. As you and I talk about this potential game later on, I'm not sure Philip Rivers will start the game. Riley Leonard did fully practice. And I don't know if they'll go with Philip. I don't know how he looks in practice right now. But there is a chance that we could see Riley Leonard and then maybe Philip Rivers take over if things are starting to go south quickly.
If I put you under center right now.
No, I can't do it.
No. A single first down. Just a screen pass.
No.
Just don't blow your hip out, you know, drop him back. No?
I mean, if I could stay in shotgun and the ball came to me and I could hit the guy in a swing pass, I could do that and I could walk right off the field as long as I don't get hit.
Now, what if everyone's in, like, man under, and they bail, and you got a scamper for that first down? Can I get 3 yards out of you, 9 feet?
Listen, I am 20 years older than Philip Rivers, so there's not a chance in hell I even want to come anywhere remotely close to the sideline. And by the way, covering these games over the past few years, sometimes you stand on the sideline before the game to kind of get a feel of it.
It's horrifying.
I was horrified at those moments.
It's terrible.
Yes.
all right, let's go Pack. They outlast the Bears. But listen, I'm not selling the Packers short. That's a really nice job holding home court in a divisional game. But I came away really impressed with the Bears. I thought they were going to get blown out when that bomb hit in the first half. It's 14-3, which may as well have been 30-3. Hey, Caleb turned it on. The run game, time of possession, on schedule, on time. Boomer, I walked away. I didn't take anything from the Bears in defeat, and now I'm actually like confident they're going to beat the Pack at Soldier Field here in 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, we'll see them in Week 16 playing against each other again. You know, and Caleb had an opportunity with 22 seconds left. He's got the ball. He's got a guy wide open in front of him, and he underthrows it, and it's really unfortunate. But I have to give this young man a lot of credit. You know, I was on him earlier in the season. Ben Johnson was on him. Ben Johnson has remained on him. And I think it's great what has happened for him because now I do believe that they can play with the Green Bay Packers. And when they do see them in Week 16, that is going to be the game that will decide, I believe, the NFC North. And by the way, this is a game this week that the Bears have against Cleveland. Again, we'll talk about that in the second segment. But they cannot lose this home game this week to Shedeur Sanders, especially when the weather is going to be probably in the single digits and maybe even below wind chill factor. So that this is a game that they have to win. And I am with you. That was a really good game last week. That was two good teams going after each other. That was Caleb Williams going on the road to Lambeau, gave his team a chance to tie. And I think, don't you think that they would have went for two had they scored a touchdown?
100%. I didn't have a doubt in my mind. Johnson already had the play picked out. they score, there would be no hesitation. They'd go for two.
Yeah, and that's the kind of coach he is. And I think this is the attitude that the Chicago Bears have been missing since Mike Ditka left. And, you know, it's nice to see them back in the mix and nice to see them back in the middle of everything again. And certainly Ben Johnson is going to be getting a lot of votes for Coach of the Year.
One quick note. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I'm interested. So with Caleb, he misses easy throws in the pocket, but yet he makes some of the best throws I've ever seen on the move. How do you begin to course correct that?
Well, it's hard to do in the middle of the season. What you try to do is you try to play to his strengths. There are certain throws that, you know, Ben Johnson knows that he does well. So he'll try to disguise those throws either, you know, you could do play action, you could do bootlegs. I think his in cuts are really good. So there's a lot of things that the offensive coordinator can do to put the quarterback in a much more comfortable situation. So he's a little bit better throwing the ball on time as opposed to playing backyard football, if you know what I mean. But,
yes,
you know, a lot of these younger kids are such great athletes, like Jackson Dart in New York. You can't – they got to learn their way out of it, meaning that, you know, they're going to have some success doing it, and then they're going to take some shots to the chops, and it's going to make them realize that, you know, they got to get rid of the football. So I think it's just – it's youthful inexperience is how I would describe it, but it also – makes for a very exciting game and an unpredictable one.
Burrow, let's talk about it. I know you referenced it earlier. He had a weird press engagement. He did not seem, and it wasn't bad mood. It was a guy that looked very, I don't know, distracted, consumed, talked about not having fun playing football. You are the Bengal. What do you make? Is my prophecy going to come true? Is Joe going to ask out at the end of the year?
I don't think he can. I mean, the money that the Bengals have already paid him, the signing bonus and everything else, meaning, you know, it's going to be really hard to trade him. He does have an opt-out after next year, so maybe that's the case. But, yeah, it was a weird, really weird middle-of-the-week press conference where he was, like, bearing his soul and, you know, looked like he was ready to have a mental meltdown. You know, listen, if they would have beaten Buffalo last week with the way that he had played, I don't necessarily know that we would have seen Joe Burrow in that kind of mood. I would have thought we would have seen the Joe Burrow that was like, you know, back. He was the Superman and he was going to take the Bengals all the way back to the playoffs and beat the Ravens this weekend. So I don't want to speculate about anything going on off the field because I don't know. But to watch that and to see that and then kind of look at the amount of money he has made, the players that he has gotten paid there, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, a lot of his close friends, I can't see him ever wanting to leave there. But I also understand that maybe it's a little bit of the Andrew Luck syndrome where you get so beat up, you're so hurt that, you know, at a moment's notice, you could just actually have those feelings that Joe Burrow has. I fully expect him to be the quarterback of the Bengals next year. And I think he'll be rejuvenated, you know, in the offseason, and he'll look to try to get them back to the Super Bowl. That's what I believe.
All right, I want to put two quarterbacks together, and we can talk around the games as well. Both Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson stink, right? They stink right now. I mean, for the Eagles, AJ, throw me the damn ball. Cool, we have the last three games, and we're 0-3. The Ravens, you have the showdown, you're at home, you worked your way back from a terrible start, and Lamar was largely terrible. Which quarterback are you more concerned with?
I would say I'm concerned with both of them, but I think Jalen Hurts first, just simply because I think he's got a great team around him. And it's one of the team. It's one of the reasons why they went to the Super Bowl twice. There's a weird stuff going on with him, and I think it's on the field stuff where he does something in practice and then does not bring it to the game field. And I think the players that he's playing with are really frustrated with him. And when you have a 5-turnover game the way he did last week, and, you know, and honestly, you know, he took it all on his shoulders after the game. I'm not saying that he's not taking responsibility or pointing the finger at anybody else. But, man, I'll tell you, that maybe that's the bottomless. We finally got to the bottom, I mean. With him, and maybe this week against the Raiders, he should be able to turn around. This should be one of those get-right games, which they desperately need, because his confidence right now, to me anyway, watching him, looks like it's in a toilet, and he is not willing to pull the trigger on all of these different plays that are being called. I'm not blaming the coaches. I am blaming the player himself, but it is up to the coaches, like I just said about Caleb Williams and putting him in the right spot, in the more comfortable spot. It is up to the coaches in Philadelphia, you know, Nick Sirianni, to get more out of Jalen Hurts, because I think the team is losing a lot of confidence in him.
You know, one way they could do it, I brought this up probably a month ago. I feel like Jalen Hurts, the light bulb goes on when he starts to run a little bit, get himself into the game. Like some quarterbacks talk about, they're not into the game until they take their first hit. They don't have quarterback running this offense under Petula. I don't know why. Maybe there is a physical issue. I don't want to overstep, but like, Boomer, get his legs involved. Get him in the mix. I don't know what's going on here.
You know, Brian Daboll told us when we went over to Giant practice this past summer, we were talking about Josh Allen when he was coaching Josh, and he would say to us, or he told us that, you know, Josh Allen would say, come on, coach, you got to call a run. I got to get hit. And right. Sometimes, you know, we as quarterbacks, in order to get into the game, and by the way, you remember Tom Brady on the sideline, he'd smash his helmet, throw his helmet down, he'd knock something over. I mean, yeah. All of that is to manufacture emotion to get into the game. And Tom Brady was great at that, and we all saw it on the sideline, and we don't see that from Jalen Hurts.
He was in a haze. Right? He looked like he was under a spell.
I don't see the anger. Like, you have to play the game with a controlled anger at our position. You got to be angry at everybody. You got to be competitive. And I've always thought, and I said this when he was drafted by the Eagles, I remember they asked me, like, you think he's a Super Bowl quarterback? I said, he may not be a Super Bowl quarterback, but I'll tell you one thing he is. He's a competitive SOB. I can tell you that right now. And that competitiveness is what looks to be missing. So maybe you're right. Maybe a few more runs, get him in the game, get him a little bit more angry. And maybe this week against the Raiders, we'll see an offensive explosion from the Eagles.
I want to bring up Cleveland. I know we don't spend a lot of time on them, but I think it's warranted here. Is Stefanski, I'm generally supportive. Like, I do think he's a good football man in a really bad situation. But the end of that game, my head exploded. First of all, what is this new analytics thing? We're down 14. We're going for two. These teams never make it. Now I'm down 8. I need the 2 just to tie. They actually score, and they take Shedeur Sanders off the field, who actually had a credible game, albeit against a terrible team, and you're in the Wildcat trying to run a pitchy woo-woo. Boomer, what? Why? That is the moment to showcase, to test Shedeur. Well, how do you justify that as a coach?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you can. I can't really answer that, but I will ask you this question in return. Sure. Stefanski's gone, right? I mean, they're cleaning house after this.
You want me to figure out the Browns?
Well, I'm just telling you, I think there has been so much there with the whole Shedeur thing, the Deshaun Watson stuff. I mean, think about how much stuff this team has been through over the last 3 years, and the same head coach has been there.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
That's what I mean, is maybe I've gotten comfortable with the idea as a good steward for a totally psychotic organization, but maybe you're right. Maybe it's the complete try it again thing. I'd be very careful, because I don't think, I know what you're going to tell me. Hey, there's only 32 of these. I don't know how many people are going to line up to take that gig.
Well, especially if Shedeur Sanders is still there, and correct, they decide that he is going to be their starting quarterback. Now, they have one of the toughest strength of schedules left here in the, you know, in the last 4 weeks. And we're going to find out about Shedeur, and he lost his starting center. And if you saw his interview this week about losing his starting center, he realizes just what a big deal that is, because the center is the one that is setting the pass protection. And when you're a rookie quarterback, and I know I lived this with my center, Dave Remington, back in 1984, we were playing in New Orleans. I was trying to tell him where I want to go with the different pass protections. He was yelling at me, and he ended up getting me benched halfway through the game. So,
all right, we're going to get a lot more. We got to do the picks. We got a game of the week. Don't make a move. This is Kickoff with Boomer and Valetti.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
It's Kickoff with Boomer and Valenti.
You know it's mid-December in the NFL when you begin to see what look like Big Ten or SEC spreads. We got some big numbers out here. Let's dive in. It's time for the picks.
Picks of the week.
The question mark game of the week. The New York Giants are favored by 2.5 against the Commanders? Question mark?
Well, the Commanders just got doused by the J.J. McCarthy-led Vikings 31-0. So I would think they'll come back with a little bit more attitude this week. I'm sure the coaches were coming off hard practices, and it's been a miserable week down in Washington. Now, the Giants are coming off of a bye, and I do think that Jackson Dart is the difference maker here. I'll take him over Marcus Mariota. I'll lay the points, and I'll take the Giants at home.
What is the flight seating arrangement for this game? I want to make sure we don't have any other staff issues.
Wow.
What a hellscape. Yes. Hey, Brian Cox, you can look it up if you don't know, guys. Giants just, you know why? They have the number one pick, so let's go ahead and screw that up. They'll win. Eagles laying 12.5 as they welcome the Raiders.
Well, it's going to be freezing cold. It's going to be windy. And I was just talking about Jalen Hurts and how we're going to get him back involved here in the offense. They need to have a breakout game. They need to have a big game. I would think that their defense will get some turnovers here from the Raiders. I'm going to lay the points, and I'm going to take the Eagles.
Well, I had the Raiders last week, and yes, there should be an investigation into Pete Carroll for why he kicked that field goal. But it helped me. I had the 8.5. Yeah, we'll take the 12.5. Eagles point totals aren't even 12.5. This is an Ashton Gentry retro game. We're going back to Boise. Mm. It's plenty cold up there. Come on, Boomer. 12.5. Bears laying 7.5. They take on the Browns.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take the Bears here. I'm going to lay the points. I'm doing that because this is going to be one of the coldest games in Chicago history, and if not the coldest game. I think the wind chill is going to be under zero. So I just wonder about Shedeur Sanders playing in those conditions. I know he played at Colorado for 2 years. I'm sure he'll be able to handle it. But, you know, it's the game is relentless. The NFL is relentless, and young quarterbacks sometimes don't realize that. I think Caleb Williams is starting to realize that, and I think Shedeur Sanders will find out pretty quickly just what it means to play a good team in their home building.
I'm with you. My problem is just Caleb against that defense. Ah, man. There's no way I would touch this, like, in reality. It's 7.5. Give me the Browns. If it were 7 or less, I go Bears. Ravens lay in 2.5. They travel to Cincy. Oof.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Lamar Jackson owns the Bengals and Joe Burrow head-to-head. I don't really know what to make out of this game, especially after what Joe Burrow did this week. I think he's been playing great on the field. I know he'd love nothing better than beat the Ravens at home. I'm going to take the Bengals here. I'll take the points. They're the home dog. I normally would not bet this game. Like we always say,
Games, no.
Yeah, I don't like this game personally, but I'll take the Bengals here and I'll take the points.
I'll take the team nobody wants. Nobody's touching the Ravens. Lamar's been awful since Halloween. You can look it up. It's not an opinion. Just give me the Ravens. Texans. Our Texans.
Our Texans is right. I'll lay the 9.5 points, and I will take the Texans over the Cardinals. I could see a couple interceptions here. I could see their defense scoring. Texans are going to be, I'm telling you, they're going to go deep into the playoffs, assuming everybody stays healthy. I always have to like start out by saying that, but this team is rising and it's being led by its defense. As long as CJ Stroud is able to make a play or two and don't turn the ball over like he didn't do in the second half last week against the Chiefs, they're going to win and they're going to continue to win.
You know what else? They hit. I mean, you don't see teams tackle the way they tackle. I mean, they just, man alive, it is. No, it's not the 2000 Ravens. I'm not saying that. But, I mean, it's just a defense that sticks out. I'm with you. I think they could make title weekend on the back of this defense. Yeah. The problem, the Cards are so plucky. Like, they stick around. But this is Jacoby Brissett versus that defense. I'll go Texans. I hate laying big points, but I'm with you. That defense is something else. Bills, 1.5-point favorite. They now travel to New England, who dropped a bomb on him in Buffalo 2 months ago.
Boy, did they. And I'll tell you what, Drake May and Bo Nix are going to be going both for an 11th straight win this week, in week 15, which would tie the longest win streak for a year two quarterback in NFL history. The other guys who have done it, Dan Marino, Peyton Manning, and Lamar Jackson. That is the rarefied air that both Drake May and Bo Nix are playing in. I think Drake May's playing in a higher level, at a higher level, and is creating more. And I think that the Patriots see the fact that they're underdogs. I think that Mike Vrabel will use that as motivation going into this game. But, man, Josh Allen is Superman. I'm going to take the Patriots here, and I'll take the points at home.
Yeah, and it's also, look, the Bills just can't. They can't stop people. That defense is terrible. The Bengals were like 10 out of 12 on third downs. God, I hate this.
You may get a little snow here, too, by the way.
Damn it. You took the Bills?
No, I took the Patriots.
All right, I'm going to go with you on that. This is going to be the blood on your hands.
Okay.
I'm going with you. Give me the Patriots.
Yep.
All right, here's another one. Jags are an 11.5-point favorite against Scone's Jets. Oh, boy.
Yeah, and Brady Cook's starting quarterback for the Jets. You know, this is, at least he gets to work with the number ones, as Shador Sanders has gotten to be able to work with the number ones this week. I'm taking the Jags. It's blowout spot all over it. The Jets, I think the Giants are going to end up with a better record than the Jets when this season comes to an end in 3 weeks. So I think the Jags, and I think it's like a 30-10 spot.
Jets will turn it over. Jags are damn near impossible to beat. When they turn you over, yeah, we got to go with the fishing vest. Jags. Chiefs, Chargers, the number speaks to me, Boomer.
I know
Chiefs
that. Chiefs
laying 4.5.
I just saw on this show, we got a 4.5 number. On my morning show in New York, we had a 5.5 number. So obviously this number has moved. I'm going to take the Chargers here. I think it's a tight game. I think it's a field goal game one way or the other. I don't think either team is going to score more than 23 points in this game. So I will take the Chargers and the points.
But why are the Chiefs laying 4.5? Just explain that to me. Why? Because they're going to win by 7.
Probably.
Chiefs lay the points. You can't kill them. Seattle laying 13.5 to Vanderbilt. I mean the Colts. Scones, of all these games, and you're a very smart man, you've chosen this, you're going to lay 13.5 points.
You know, I find it funny because Boom laid the points on the other two games that had huge spreads and then knocked me during the break about how many points I'm laying with Seattle. So I don't understand the logic there, but I'm taking Seattle. Colts are spiraling out of control. Seattle's home. They don't lose at home. Bottom, but that's the bottom line. I'm looking 38-10, 38-3. I can't see the score. I can't see the Colts scoring. You could see the Colts scoring with Riley Leonard or Phillip Rivers. I can't.
It's the NFL. All right. It's your play of the week. It ain't my play of the week, but I will go with Seattle. Fair?
Here we go.
Yeah, well,
Jonathan
Taylor's probably going to touch the ball 30 times this game, regardless of who the quarterback is.
I was just about to say, they got to run the ball a lot.
Yeah,
he's
going to be run the ball, shorten the game, that kind of thing. I'm going to take Seattle on the points just because I don't think the Colts are going to be able to score. The only way that I think they score is if their defense gets turnovers and gives the offense short field, or they score in special teams somehow. But there's no way, reasonably speaking, that either one of these quarterbacks for the Colts can go in there and keep up with the Seahawks.
Seattle's got to beat themselves in order for this game to be close.
Yes.
Niners laying 12.5 to take on the Titans.
I could say the same thing here about as we did the previous game, and I hate laying all these points.
Because you know they're not going to cover. You know these big favorites are not going to cover.
I know they're not, and that's why.
You know what to do.
Take the Titans.
That's right. Yep. Ugly, grotesque.
Remember the Titans. The Titans.
Left side, strong side. the Niners don't run the ball real well. They just hand it off 100 times. Oh, can the Titans get 10 points? They get 10 points to cover the game. Can you score 10? 9?
Maybe.
Just something. Just lose 21-10, damn it. Give me the Titans. Panthers. Uh-oh. The Panthers are only a 2.5-point favorite at the Saints?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll tell you what. If you remember back in Week 10, the Saints did beat Carolina 17-7. There is something there between these two teams. You know, figure it out.
Come on.
Carolina got shut out the last three quarters of that game. Now, saying all of that, there is a pep in my step if I'm playing for the Panthers. You know why? Because the Bucs lost on Thursday night. And I got to win this game, and then I got to beat the Bucs twice. And guess who's going to the playoffs? I am taking the Panthers here, and I am laying the points.
America's team, Mike.
Yes.
I know, but you know what this is. This is on the road in December, in division. And the Saints, Boomer knows this, they play for Kellen Moore. Nice win last week.
Don't overthink it.
Saints, I have, just for fun, just for content. Come on, I'll take Saints. This is my pick of the week next. Rams laying 5.5 against the Lions. Rams.
Wow. Explain this Rams. Thought process, because I know you watch you cover the Detroit Lions all week long. You talk about them all week long, and you think the Rams are going to cover this number.
One, I believe Rams are the best team in football.
Yeah, I agree with you, too, by the way.
Lions haven't won back-to-back games in 2 months. Three, now you're down Brian Branch, who blew his Achilles out. He's an incredibly important chess piece to their defense. You don't have Kirby Joseph. You don't have Terry and Arnold. The Rams are balanced. The Rams play defense. They can give you pressures. They can mess you up in the interior. And I feel like, look, last week, you know how many third downs, not conversions, third downs the Rams had at the end of three quarters against Cardinals? Three.
Oh, wow.
Three.
Yeah.
They had 26 first downs. They're a machine, Boomer. And if you're showing up there and you're not healthy, you don't have all your pieces, I have a lot of respect for the Rams. I think the Lions are in a really bad spot here. I love the Rams play of the week.
All right. I think a high-scoring game. I really do. And I can see like a 33-30 game. I'm taking the Lions. I know that you're biased just simply because you got it stuck in your face all week long about the Lions. And, you know, last week, by the way, you did pick the Lions, didn't you?
I forget. I think I did. My whole point is people in Detroit were going, we're not going to win. And I'm going, guys, don't write your team off. You never lose back-to-back. Just breathe.
Yes.
People here are so up and down. They're crazy.
Well, I mean, every football fan in every city is up and down. And by the way, you said, you know, you never lose back-to-back, but you never win back-to-back either?
No, I haven't won back-to-back games in 2 months.
All right, well, I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think they can keep it within the number, and I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair, and I think it's kind of a little bit of a homecoming for Jared Goff.
I am surprised by you. You don't respect this Rams defense more. Very surprised. You know, I'm not mad, Boomer. I'm disappointed.
Wait a minute. Time out for 1 second. I've actually picked the Rams to go to the Super Bowl before the season started, and I'm the one in the middle of the season that basically said, boys, check on the Texans. Under Davis Mills, they were 3-0. And that defense was assaulting opposing teams. So all I'm saying is that I do respect defense, and I do respect the Rams, and that's why I think they're going to be the NFC representative in the Super Bowl.
There you go. He's engaged now.
But they're going to win this game, but they're just not going to cover. That's all.
Cowboys laying 6.5 to the Vikings. You know exactly what to do here.
Yeah, I want to take the Vikings.
Yes.
And, yes, sir. You know, this is, like I said last week, the J.J. McCarthy era. If there is going to be one, this is the proving ground. And he played well last week. And, you know, it was against a bad team, a team that looked like the Commanders quit. But I will take the Vikings here. I'll take J.J. McCarthy. I think the Cowboys win the game, but I think they'll keep it within the number.
Speaking of quitting, hi, I've got George Pickens on line three.
Ugh.
Listen, just give me the 6.5 points. Dak is top three in the league in getting pressured. You know what Flores is going to bring to the table. And do time of taping, do we know if CD is going to play? Do we know if George Pickens will be in the mood to earn money playing football? Give me the 6.5 points. We're riding with number 9.
I like it.
Alter ego. Steelers laying 3.5 against the Dolphins, who, by the way, are in the graphic.
Yeah, it's amazing that they're still alive. And, you know, you think about Miami right now, they're the 11th seed in the AFC. Pittsburgh is the 4th seed in the AFC, one game ahead of Baltimore in the AFC North. This is a huge game for Pittsburgh. They have to come away with a win here. I think they will. I think I'll lay the points. I could see them winning by, you know, maybe by about 6 to 10 points here. I know the Dolphins showed up last week and they just absolutely tore apart the Jets, but the Jets are a different animal. I think the Steelers here will do well. They'll play well. Low scoring game, but I think they cover.
Well, I'm going to break the rules completely. I'm not picking a side. I simply want under 42.5. Please and thank you. That's it. I'm not touching either one of these mutts. Give me the under, damn it. 42.5. It's 2 in the cold. It ain't happening back-to-back weeks. But give me, if I had to pick, I'd take the Steelers. Under would be the move here, boys. 42.5. We got a lot left to do, including a segment we like to call Where Do We Go From Here? We will explain, plus talk Packers, Broncos, all that and more up next. This is Kickoff with Boomer and Valeni.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast, smart move. Being financially savvy, smart move. Another smart move, having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
This episode is brought to you by McAfee.
Yes! Playoff tickets!
Just need to click here and... Wait, what? Fake site? Good thing McAfee threw the red flag. That would have been $400 gone.
McAfee blocks risky sites so you don't pay for seats and other things that don't exist. Plans start at just $39.99 for your first year. That's cheaper than parking on game day. Learn more at McAfee.com/online protection.
It's Kickoff with Boomer and Valenti.
All right, let's get to business. It's one of the most expensive games to attend this week as well. Packers, they travel to Denver. The Packer, a 2.5-point favorite. It's just a major, major game, and I love it. I love it, and I love a side here. And Boomer, I hope I'm not walking into it. I really like the Pack in this spot.
Yeah, you know what? One of the reasons you like the Pack in this spot is simply because Jordan Love has been playing better. Their defense has been playing better. They've been trying to run the football, which is what the Broncos try to do. This is a little bit of a rematch from Super Bowl 32, if you remember that one. That was one of the biggest upsets. The Broncos won that one 31-24 with John Elway beating Brett Favre. But anyway, you know, this is basically, when you think about it, two of the better teams in the NFL without question, but I do think that the offense of the Green Bay Packers is better than the offense of the Denver Broncos. I just don't like that offense. I don't like the struggle. I thought that they would throw a little bit more last week. Bo Nix had good numbers, solid numbers. He threw about 38 times. I think it was 31 for 38. A lot of short passes, a lot of behind the line screens and things of that nature. I do think that the Packers are a team that loves to throw the ball down the field. They look for big plays. So I like the Packers as well.
A couple notes in there. Start with Nix. You know, we talked about it. He's not seeing it, right? There are some people open. He's not seeing it. And if he is, he's not cutting it loose. The Packers disguise a lot of things, a lot of zones, a lot of pressures, simulated or otherwise. I love that matchup there. Then the other side of it, what you brought up, the Broncos' biggest advantage is against a team that has a, you know, an alpha receiver. We're going to put Surtain on that guy. Packers don't do that. The Packers, it's like death by a thousand paper cuts. They have four, five, six different guys that are going to, you know, be the primary read on any given play. So, yeah, I mean, you could say, all right, he'll pair up with Watson, but they got Jaden Reed back. They have Romeo Doubs. All of a sudden, here's a Dontavian Wicks revival game. You know, now it just, these guys are all over the place. I feel like the Packers have what it takes to attack the Broncos. And to what you said, the Broncos, it's a struggle. I like the word you used. Their offense just feels like everything's difficult for them.
Yeah, when I think of Jordan Love, he's 37 TDs, three interceptions in his career as a starter in week 11 or later. So the season gets...
What?
The season,
say that again.
Jordan Love, starting in week 11 or later in his career, okay? He's got 37 TDs and only three interceptions. Meaning later in the season, for whatever reason, the trend is that he plays great, and that's the best TD interception ratio in week 11 or later all time. That's
what do you have? What do you have, like a little mystic who hands you these stats? That's incredible.
I just try to pluck something out of the air that I think would help you. But you have to remember that Denver's also on an 11-game home winning streak, and that's the longest winning streak that they've had at home since 2014-2015 season. So something's got to give here. Something has got to give. And to me, it's like, we talk about the offense of each of these teams. I think that Green Bay's got a much more balanced offense and a quarterback that's willing to throw the ball down the field and create big plays.
I'm going Packers. That stat is unbelievable. Pack for me, pack for you as well.
That's right.
Okay, let's get to a segment we like to call.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All. Where do we go from here? Scones, talk to me.
That's right. We had ramification week, right? We have, what was Separation Sunday? Is this week? Well, the dust is starting to settle for some teams here. And the Chiefs, who have a 12% chance of making the playoffs after last week's loss to the Texans. If the Chiefs don't make the playoffs, which they're not, how do they get back to prominence? Where do they go from here?
You know, I think they played a lot of football over since Patrick Mahomes has gotten there, especially 21 playoff games, and I believe in those playoff games they're 17-4, and this will be the first year that they don't make the playoffs with Patrick under center if it doesn't come to fruition. I just think it's a lot of football. They need an offseason. They have to fix, I believe, their running back situation and their offensive line, and they got to get a younger tight end in there that's going to be more of a threat down the field. Too many drop passes. By the way, if you are Andy Reid, for God's sake, you're going to trust Rashee Rice on a fourth down play on your side of the 40-yard line? I mean, that's crazy to me.
I thought it was insanity. I mean, Andy Reid is one of the greatest coaches of all time. I was just blown away. You know the Texans are limited offensively. Your defense, specifically, Chris Jones was playing out of his mind. You can't go for it there. And then when you do, you're five wide. Like, what are you doing, man? Why are you behaving this way?
It's almost like he has like this unrelenting belief in Patrick Mahomes. And I would, too, if he were my quarterback, to be honest. But I have to worry about the other people that are on the field.
Yeah.
And that second half, the Chiefs' defense was assaulting the offense of the Texans. They were assault. They were all over them. They couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And then you look at about three or four plays that C.J. Stroud, while he broke the pocket, he made those backyard plays, couple first downs. But you gave them unbelievable field position and gave them the opportunity to take the lead and change the momentum in the second half.
I'll give you two things, Scones, to answer your question more directly. The fear I have is as much as I believe, hey, the cap's not real, you'll figure it out, they're projected between $40 and $50 million over next year. Now, some of that will change, retirements, et cetera. You can restructure. I think part of it is the Chiefs probably need to invest in the running back position in a way that they haven't. It didn't work with Edwards-Helaire. The Pacheco story is fine enough. Kareem Hunt is just a construction barrel, good in short yardage. Probably time to let Patrick Mahomes turn around, hand the ball off a little more. And then defensively, they desperately need a pass rusher.
Also, how about guys that could just catch the ball?
Yeah.
I mean, how many drops did the Chiefs have?
But yeah, but this is the problem. When you let's look at their wide receiver group, and let's look at some of the off-the-field issues that some of these guys have had. This is why you check up on people. This is why you talk to people. This is why you interview people, because when the game is on the line, you want to be able to count on people. And, you know, when I saw that fourth down call by Andy Reid and who they were throwing it to, I was just like, you know, that used to be Travis Kelce. When Travis Kelce was the money guy, that they were always throwing it to him, and he was always making the catch. And even he is disgusted with himself dropping balls. So there's a lot of guys dropping balls. That's why I think there's going to be a reconfiguration of some of the people that are there, and wide receiver, running back, offensive line, all to help Patrick Mahomes. And don't be surprised if he does sign a new contract, because that's where you can actually save some of that money by giving him a big bonus in the front of a new extension.
All right, that brings us to the Colts. Shane Steichen was cruising along with Daniel Jones. Obviously, Daniel Jones can't stay healthy. They bring in a 44-year-old Philip Rivers to save their season. Riley Leonard might start. Jones is in the last year of his deal. They're going to be looking for a quarterback. So where do the Colts go from here?
Kirk Cousins, maybe. I know that they love Daniel Jones, but they're finding out what the Giants knew about Daniel Jones, and it's really unfortunate. He's a great guy. He's a great leader. Everybody loves him. Availability is the most important part of the ability equation when you are a quarterback. And unfortunately, how many years now has he had a major injury to where it's cost his team the season? And I think that's where we are with the Colts right now.
The only thing they can do, Scones, I mean, I can't argue where Boomer's going towards, hey, I need a budget older quarterback. They don't have first-round picks. They're probably going to have to do the worst thing, which is you go in the second or third round, you got to draft somebody. A guy who didn't make that cut line in the first. If you love a guy and you've got the audacity short on picks to give up more picks to move up and get him, it's the only way out, though, because here's the problem, fellas. The reclamation thing, it's a seduction. It's not an actual functional plan. These teams get seduced and, well, listen, I can fix this guy. It never works. It never, ever works. I mean, you might win some games, but the very top of the redemption flowchart is Sam Darnold. And we all know you're never winning anything big with Sam Darnold. So that they're in a horrific spot because the one thing that couldn't happen happened. Daniel Jones died.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. After week 10, they were 2.5 games up in the AFC South. Since that time, the Colts are 0-3, while both the Jaguars and Texans have gone 4-0. That's how quickly things can change in the NFL.
But here's my question, Mike. You're going to draft a quarterback, let's say second, third round. You're going to draft a project with arguably the best running back in football in his prime, and you're going to draft like a project and have to deal with that for 3 or 4 years, and plus you got Warren now who just came into the league.
Scones, but that's part of the reason I would, is they don't have an out. I mean, hey, if you want to go with Kirk Cousins, I'm not fighting you or Boomer. I'm saying here's the only other pathway, that if you can somehow be right, you know, and find a, I don't have a name for you right now. I'm not talking draft. But you get what I'm saying is you do have the infrastructure with the O-line, the running game, Tyler Warren. maybe you could shelter him, because financially they're going to have limitations on what they can do. It's a horrible situation, Brian. It's just terrible.
The day that Andrew Luck walked in there and informed my buddy Frank Reich that he was retiring was the day that this franchise has been in a total turmoil at the quarterback position. So it's been every quarterback that you could possibly think of that was available has played there. And unfortunately, with a good roster, they have not been able to make the playoffs.
All right, the Ravens. Odds are stacked against them to make the playoffs at 33%. If they don't make the playoffs, does John Harbaugh get shown the door? Where does he go from here? And where do the Ravens go from here, Mike?
I'd rather show Lamar the door. You can have him. He's been terrible after Halloween. We know he's terrible in the playoffs. He's not running a lot, not nearly as much as he should. And look at it, more interceptions and touchdowns since Halloween. Look, they have a Lamar Jackson problem, and they have to figure out how they can unlock what he was and whether he can get them over the hump. I mean, obviously, he's going to be their quarterback. There'd be a fan revolt. But no, I wouldn't get rid of John Harbaugh. I don't think John Harbaugh's done anything wrong. I think the quarterback is failing.
Just a question of whether or not the coach wants to stay with the quarterback, really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Is he exhausted? Is he tired of the whole situation and what they got to deal with? And the other thing, too, is their defense has really fallen apart. You know, they've always been known for a team that ran the ball first and played really tough defense. And I think that's the Ray Lewis reputation, the Rex Ryan reputation that had always been there. This is a team that's only got 19 sacks. So all I could tell you is that there are changes coming there for sure. The question is the coach going to remain there, or is he going to go and try to get a job somewhere else?
The only other thing they could do, fellas, you just go all in one more time, since this is always about Lamar's feelings and his needs. Go all in again, retool the offense again. I mean, I think you have a star in Isaiah Likely. We like Zay Flowers. Obviously, Derrick Henry, it needs to be reinvested. They got to get a young back behind him. But I'm done hearing about it. You know, at some point, you got to pull up your bootstraps and play. And come on, they've given you enough now. Lamar can't look the way he looked in that game against Steelers. I don't want to hear about the ref screwing him with Isaiah Likely. Talk about the rest of the game. Barely completing 50% of your passes, turning the ball over. You're not making impact plays anymore with your legs. I'm tired of it.
They tried to get that young running back, too, with J.K. Dobbins a few years ago, and it just didn't work out.
And his leg was in eight pieces.
Vikings' J.J. McCarthy. I know he had a great game last week against the bad Commander team, but he stinks. They're sputtering for a QB. Wentz, they had Carson Wentz, Brosmer. Does Kevin O'Connell survive? Where do the Vikings go after this
season? I got this, Boomer. Let me help you, because we're going to do this together. Hold my hand. Two words, Mac Jones.
I agree 100%, especially after these last four games here. You got Dallas, New York, Giants. You got Detroit and Green Bay. It is an audition for JJ, I will say that. But if not, Mac Jones will obviously go right to the Vikings.
I'm going to say this. Scones, if Kevin O'Connell, if this organization was dumb enough to get rid of this guy, there would be a line around the block to hire him. He would have no less than six job offers. Hell, there'd be a franchise willing to give him personnel control.
The Giants would take him tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I would help move his house here. Whatever you like. So, yeah. No, Kevin O'Connell better be there. He's excellent. Nice job by everybody here. We'll do it all over again next week. We're in the stretch drive. Tons more to talk about. We'll be back next week. This is Kickoff with Boomer and Valenti.
It's Kickoff with Boomer and Valenti.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.